Broadcasting live from the Georgia World Congress Center in Atlanta, Georgia, the Training 2015 Conference and Expo.
And we are back from the show floor of Training 2015 Conference and Expo. Your host, Stone Payton, and Lee Cantor here for another exciting and informative edition of Learning Insights out at the conference. In this segment, please join me in welcoming Facilitation Manager with Best Buy, Mr. Jimmy Bayard. How you doing, man?
Man, I am doing great. Thank you guys so much for having me. I'm very, very thrilled to be here with you and love your program. I got some special guests here with us as well. We've got representation from the company, and just really looking forward to speaking with you guys.
So you're a long-time listener, first-time guest?
First-time caller, Bob, you know. Yeah, you guys are great, man. Really, really excited to be here.
Well, why don't you talk a little bit about your virtual training program at Best Buy?
Man, we have so much cool stuff going on at Best Buy. You wouldn't even believe it. We've got three different rooms that we're broadcasting virtual training live across the United States to our employees out in the field. We've got three full-time facilitation managers that teach these classes all day long. My peers, Lauren Hughes and Jill McKringleberry. We've got all sorts of cool stuff happening with those folks. And we're starting to get some industry recognition as well. We're going to be partnering with Training Magazine on some articles and some webinars. And, man, we're just having a lot of fun with it.
Now, can you talk a little bit about how it came about?
Yeah, so, you know, as I'm sure you're acutely aware, costs change as you go throughout programs and you're trying to find ways to be more successful and you're trying to find ways to be more efficient. And quite frankly, you start seeing all these other great companies doing it and you say, hey, what's in the water there? What are those guys doing?
And those plane trips and hotel rooms start getting expensive.
They do indeed. In fact, you know, we actually, and it's not only just that, but also the facilitation skills of the people that are teaching those classes can be very inconsistent. You have people that love teaching, and you have people that just teach because they kind of have to. And what we're doing now is we've tried to centralize all of that into just a couple of people that are great and really, really passionate about training and teaching, and they're helping save the company some money, and they're giving a really great experience to our learners out there.
Now, have you done any research to kind of benchmark the effectiveness of this?
Yeah, we did actually a ton of research. We partnered.
Has had some of your fans?
Man, that's impressive.
Sometimes,
Jimmy.
Just periodically, they burst out and cheer when right. We have a good guest.
You know, I think that they found out that I was going to be here today. I've been getting a lot of contacts all throughout the week. But
it's understandable. We were talking about the benchmarking and research.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so we partner with a lot of different companies doing some benchmarking, including you know, partnering with our friends at Franklin Covey and Vital Smarts and seeing how they facilitate some of those third-party programs. Mm-hmm. We talked with other local businesses as well. And most importantly, we actually partnered with Adobe and said, hey, we love your tool. We want to find out more about it. And we ended up choosing them as our provider.
Now, when you're working with an Adobe as a provider, do they really kind of become a partner and really try to get the most out of their tool?
You know, I think that as a learning organization, you can kind of choose how involved you want to be with them. And mm-hmm. they have been absolutely instrumental to our success. We've partnered with them. We've asked them, you know, best practices. Who are the best people out there that teach through Adobe Connect? Who are those folks? How can we get in touch with them? What are they telling you are the best features of your program? And so much, in fact, that my peer Jill actually was able to actually teach a course on Adobe Connect.
So now you guys are the best in class. Now they're coming to you to help them.
Well,
right?
I don't know if I would say that, but what I would say is that we are certainly very passionate about it, and there's something in the water because, I mean, even here, we're getting requests from all sorts of different companies saying, hey, we heard something's happened at Best Buy with virtual training. Can you tell me about what you guys are doing? I mean, it's been amazing. I'm almost out of business cards, but it's been fantastic.
Now, can you explain the difference for the people who don't know, the difference between virtual class and a webinar?
There's a very real difference, and I think that any person that kind of digs in would kind of see at least the first difference. And what we don't want to be doing anymore is having one person just kind of talking for an hour by themselves. They're just kind of giving you information. There's no engagement. What we do is an experience. And what I talk about an experience, we want when our learners go through our class at the very end that they would say, wow, I would have paid money for that. That is so amazing. I enjoyed that so much. And that's what we want. When they finish that class, they sit there and they say, I can't wait for the next one. That was fun. because learning should be fun. And at Best Buy, that's what we want to make sure that it is. That's in our culture. That's who we are.
So when you're doing this virtual classroom kind of thing, I would think that there would be some wisdom in delineating the roles of facilitator or instructor from the person that's got to be turning the knobs and pushing the buttons and making sure all the back end works, the producer, director, whatever you call it. Is there some truth to that?
Absolutely. And in fact, it's incremental to the success of your program. We have in every class a facilitator and a producer. That producer's job, I would actually argue, is a little bit harder than the facilitator's job because they handle...
It would be for
so,
me.
So would Ryan.
Oh, my gosh.
Ryan, our producer, says the same thing.
He told me $20, and if I said that, we'd be straight. But in all seriousness, that producer, that they keep that classroom going, and we actually take it a further step. That producer isn't just behind the scenes. They are right there in front with the facilitator. They talk to each other. Similar to what you gentlemen are doing right now, we actually have them interact. So it's more like a morning show where you've got two people that are talking, and we have our learners. They are calling in, and they're engaging with games and talking about chat questions. And I mean, I'm telling you, when you log into an Adobe Connect class at Best Buy, you are in for a rock and roll style experience. I mean, it's engaging. We got the rock and roll music. We got, hey, welcome to Best Buy. We can't wait to get started. I'm telling you, it's infectious, and that's what this needs to be.
So now, are you finding that the people that are going through the class are just kind of blown away, like more than you expected, or when you were planning out and doing this, have it just met your expectations?
So I'll tell you this. When we started kind of figuring out what we needed to do to really take this to the next level, the feedback we got from participants was off the charts. They said, wow, I thought that I was just going to sit there while you guys go through 25 PowerPoint slides. I had no idea that this was going to be engaging. You took topics like, you know, payroll and, you know, health and wellness benefits.
You know, those thrilling, exciting topics.
I know. And now they're
always looking forward to.
Oh, my gosh. That was the coolest way I could have ever learned how to hold keys in a store. I mean, we're having a great time with it.
All right. Now, you've been asked to contribute to one or more articles with Training Magazine and maybe some other venues.
And being a guest on radio shows.
Now, now you're a media rock star. So
oh,
tell us
goodness.
About that journey.
Yeah. So we're partnering with Training Magazine to release an article specifically about virtual training later on this year. We feel obviously very honored to be a part of that process. We are going to be doing some other information with them, a webinar that will be coming out. We're also looking forward to spreading the word. I mean, because we've done so much research, because we've got so much experience in the game and really skin in the game now, we want to make sure that it's not just about Best Buy, that we're helping other people share that learning message. And we've got a lot of millennials out there. They love learning like this. This shouldn't just be us. This is that we need to change the modality. We need to help people understand that people want to be engaged and training can be fun. And it is at Best Buy. And that's what we want to share.
Now, Best Buy training 125 honoree this year. Is that the first time?
No, we've actually we've been a part of the process for a while. We did rank this year as well, and very, very honored and feel very, very excited to be a part of that.
What number were you?
We were 48 this year.
48?
Yep, and we are looking at, obviously, we keep on moving up. We've got some great best practices, went to some great classes today. And I'm telling you, once we get this message out about virtual training, I can only see us going up.
Now, are you seeing more and more of it? This isn't something that's kind of you're doing enough. This is going to be just more and more added to the virtual training?
So we are looking at making our virtual training better and better and better. It's never about resting on our laurels. And in quite fact, we need to be continually innovating, continuing to push what it is that we are requiring people to do in a virtual class, because they are continuing to learn and grow as we go throughout the process. We have to meet our learners where they're at.
So what's next for you guys then?
It's a great question. To be honest with you, I am going to so many virtual training classes throughout this entire conference because I want to continue to learn more. And I've got copious notes from each one of those classes saying, wow, I had no idea that people do. Yes, that's what I want.
Are you adding the virtual reality?
You mean the glasses?
Glasses.
Lee had those on. We went to
a
conference
the other day,
and Lee had them on.
What did you guys watch?
It was the Pacific Rim trailer.
You were watching the Pacific Rim trailer?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I kind of think of, like, the Wii Tennis. Like, I don't know if I could do
it's
Wii
not
Tennis.
That. Look, Best Buy, you got all the gadgets.
You should be doing that.
We got some amazing technology with our company. We got some great partners as well.
No, the truth is, as fast as you guys are moving, as passionate as you are about what you're doing, and with as great results as you're already getting, the truth is, you don't know where this thing is headed. You're just going to do the best you can and serve the people along the way, right?
Well, you know, to be quite honest with you, we know that we just need to keep going. That's a big right. part of it, because we don't want to become stagnant. Where it takes us is, that's where our learners are going. So it's not so much that we're, I don't know, trailblazing or whatnot. We're trying to chase where our learners want us to go. And this is where our learners want us to be right now. And so that's where we're going to be.
Well, Jimmy, I'm sure you have a hole or two in your swing, but stagnation ain't one of them.
Hey, man, we just want to do a great job. And in addition to that, we want to help others do a great job. And if we're doing something that really resonates with another company, we want to make sure that they know what those best practices are so we can help serve our learners the right way.
Okay, before we wrap,
sure.
let's try to help out the folks that are much earlier on their journey with
okay.
regard to all of this. A couple of tips, maybe a do and a don't, just that now that you look back on it, you know, it made perfect sense, but at the time you couldn't see it.
I think that's an outstanding question. The first thing I would say is, as far as a do, is continue to be curious. The second that you stop being curious, man, you're going to miss the boat. You need to be curious about what else is out there, what technology is out there. There's apps you can that you can actually put inside Adobe Connect. We're experimenting with Swift files, with gamification. We're actually, not only are we chatting, not only are we showing videos, that we're actually giving them scenarios and role-playing inside the classroom. As far as don'ts, I would just make sure that you don't stop learning. I mean, this has got to be a continuous process. You have to be hungry for that knowledge, and that's how you stay a pioneer, and that's how you stay relevant with your learners.
All right, Jimmy Bayard, Best Buy. You hanging out at LinkedIn, Twitter, something like that, where your colleagues can reach out and have a conversation with you?
Absolutely. You can find me on LinkedIn at Jimmy Bayard, obviously at Best Buy. You can also find me on Twitter at Jimmy Bayard MN. That would be for Minnesota. I would love to continue conversations as well. Email address, jimmy.bayard@bestbuy.com. We're out there. We can't wait to help some folks. And obviously, if they got best practices too, we are all ears. Let's do this thing together.
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure, man. Let's do it again sometime.
That sounds great, man. I appreciate y'all's time. Thank you so much.
All right. We'll be back in a few from the show floor of Training 2015 Conference and Expo.
This has been a special Business Radio X production brought to you by Training Pros, your source for local learning and development experts. Learn more at training-pros.com.